Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you? How are you doing over there?
I'm doing well. Yeah, the question is...
It's cold, right? How cold is it? How cold is it there? I wanted to ask you. We'll get there.
Okay.
Now, how cold is it over
it
there?
It's in the teens overnight. Absolutely in the
teens
overnight.
No way. I didn't think you'd get that cold in California. Really?
Northern California gets that cold. I know everybody thinks when you think of California, you think of Malibu, Santa Monica, Orange County, the beach. But there's a whole other big chunk of California up north where it's really cold. So, yeah,
oh, no.
That's
mm-hmm. God.
So anyway,
well, I'm actually today. You know, You know, life's good. I'm actually, you know how you and I, we always, the show's half real estate, half self-help, God and everything, and we do it from the cuff, and lots of times, you know, we're doing our real-life situations and just rolling it, you know, with it, you know. So I'm actually doing this show today from bed. I don't have a choice. And I'm so tired. I broke my leg, ankle, and foot on November 23rd, and I just had surgery a week ago Tuesday. But I didn't realize, you know, you're thinking like, okay, it's major pain. It's not fun, but it could always be worse, right? It could always be worse. And I know when I was going into the ambulance and major pain, give me pain. It's like, we don't have anything. We can't give you anything because we're not, they're volunteer, volunteer ambulance. So, and it's like, yeah. I'm trying to think about labor 34 years ago, you know, because if you try to think of something worse, then you can lessen the pain kind of mentally, you know, it makes work for me anyhow. And it was major. You think of things and things happen, and I've always thought, okay, if you break your leg, ankle, foot, and I had surgery and pins and rod, it's not fun. It's not a pretty thing because I was on my way back to Hawaii. I'm supposed to be in warm weather right now, and I'm stuck on the East Coast for a little while because you can't even travel in a situation like this. And but it's like you think like, okay, if that part of me is broken or messed up, that's going to hurt, but the rest of me can still do what I want to do, right? Everybody was so exhausted, and I was in the hospital and then a quick rehab thing and back home and everything. You're like, I can at least do this from that. I can at least, and you just want to go lay down and go to sleep. And now I understand how these traumas affect all of us, right? Our whole piece, all part of us, not just one piece, right? Yep. So I was telling you before we started that, like, I have all these stories I can tell you, and we don't have time to do on this show. And I want to tell you because, boy, did I got... Some of the experiences, Randy, 2 days of the last couple of weeks was like being in a movie that you don't want to be in or a bad dream you don't want to be in. And you get to be in this, like, rehab place that seems more like a nursing home. And you're like, oh, my God, I could end up here when in my 80s or 90s, if God willing, you know. And in this, and it's like, no, I'm rewriting this story, this picture, this, like, no. You know, and it's just unbelievable. So it kind of ties in when we go in and we talk about, you know, how our life ties in with what we're doing in real estate and everything. Mm-hmm. And the show today is how building your home is similar to blueprints for life, right? And it all kinds of ties in because when you think about it, you know how, like, everything has a foundation, right?
Yep.
And just like our health, I was always so blessed, you know, with really great health. And I grieved so badly with my brother's death and that I started letting my own health deteriorate. I didn't care about vitamins and the exercise as much, and I was crying constantly. And, I mean, on and on and on and on. And I'm seeing some of the results from that. Not that that made me slip down the hill and break my ankle and foot and leg, but I can see how my body's not as strong as it would have been had I been taking care of myself the way I was prior to, you know, almost 2 years ago. And so it's kind of like life's like that, and your blueprints for your house, you know, so you know how they say what goes in and goes out, and we have to really, really take care of ourselves, and just like we have to take care of our homes and our properties and wherever we live, because if we don't, you know, how you, the house will deteriorate, you know, if you don't check the roof and clean the gutters, or if you're in a condo, if you don't do the maintenance and check your plumbing and your electricity, you know, with anything, how you have to keep up on it, right? And it's kind of the same going into that, this rehab place is like, oh my God, I was like, I can't be here. This is, it was like so uncomfortable, and bells were ringing 24/7. Like, how can people sleep in here? And it wasn't, people weren't washing their hands when they should, and different things, like when they really should, like, I'm not kidding. And it was like, I really got to see, it was like, and you saw so many people, but still so many people that maybe could be healthier than they were. But you know, it's easy to have, it's easy to have stuff spiral down, like when things start going bad, like if you don't take care of this and take care of that, and before you know it, everything's in disarray, right? And it's kind of like, yeah, it was like I could really liken it to, believe me, I'm popping a lot of vitamins the last 3 days. Ever since I was able to start taking vitamins again, I'm like taking the calcium and taking the vitamin D and all this stuff because the bones are brittle. And but I got to see something that was really enlightening, because none of us know everything. None of us know. I mean, we all have our experts in our own fields, and we all have our own journey and our own path. And but it's really interesting. A few things that I took away from all of it is, one, you have to own your own rights, and you have to know your own, you have to stand your ground on what you know is good for you, because for some reason, everyone else thinks they know what's better for you, right? And you have choices, and you can execute your choices. And the same thing with the blueprint. For the blueprints for houses, we're talking about how you're planning to buy your house or your condo or what you want or what you don't want. And you really need to take ownership of that and be responsible for it as well, because what you do today is going to affect that property 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, or for, you know, it can be around for the rest of your life if you keep it. Same with our bodies, right? And it's never too late to take ownership and start from ground zero. So I'm just tying in a lot of like what I'm going through right now. And I was so tired, I just said, okay, I can still do the show because I can talk, but normally, Randy, I can talk, right? And too much. And it was like, you know, I mean, like that's like anybody that knows me knows that's something that's one of my traits. And it's like, okay, that's just me. But I really couldn't. I mean, I've gotten so exhausted so many times. And even today, knowing that we would be talking on the show, I'm thinking, okay, second half, Randy can ask all the questions. I can just listen. Okay. All right. First half, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's how tired. Can you imagine? You know what I mean? Like, I never realized how tired you can be. And it's like, oh my God. And so I'm really, just from being somebody who's always been blessed in being healthy and not being so healthy the last couple years, mostly through my own fault, through grief, through crying and crying and crying and not eating right and punishing myself because I was upset. So I'm just, it's kind of interesting because, and then we have choices and we can do things. So say you want to, you know, build a house, and we have to, okay, if we're just saying, say you're going to build a house and it's the type of house you're putting in the ground, okay, you know, from ground up, not like a condo building or anything, and you're having to buy the lot and have a feasibility study, and what are you doing before, when you go and you're figuring out location, where you want to be, how much can you spend, you want to, at that point, try to avert all the pitfalls, right? Avert anything that is going to be needed or not needed, and how do you protect yourself so when you're building this house, you're looking at the future, the vision of what you want this to end up and be, right? So it's kind of like build the house backwards, just like we have to do with our life, too, when we say, okay, where do I want to end up when I'm old? All God willing, I mean, we don't know how long we're here, and then work backwards to put things in place so that you're protected. Like, I thank God right now that I took out a disability policy when I was 25 years old. So, you know, that if I totally can't work, at least I have some coverage because that'll take some stress off, right? But that had to be done years ago to protect me now. So getting back to the house, and we're going to, you know, we're talking about, it applies to, the funny thing about life is, have you noticed how so many things apply to everything else? Like everything, it's the same with every situation, you know, like we have to be careful, we have to do our checklist, we have to plan, but you can dream and you can make your dreams come true. You can have a resale, a used house, and still put in a skylight or extend a wall or knock out a window or do something to make it what you want. You don't ever have to settle for, I can't, whatever. And so going back to the blueprint of the house, you've got this visual vision of what you want. And you've probably either hired an architect to put the plans together or you've gone through books and books and the internet. Now there's so much stuff everywhere, you know, and you can pick and choose and move things around. So then you go and you're buying your lot. You have to make sure that the lot, the house will fit on the lot. You have to see that the grading of the lot, what extra costs are going to be involved, if it has, you know, hills or no hills. Is it public water and sewer? Is it septic or well? You have to plan. You really need to plan, and you have to get the good people to do this for you, I mean, that know what they're doing, because if you have somebody put in a foundation and they didn't know what they were doing and did a shoddy job, you're going to have problems for the life of the house because it's going to affect everything, your settlement. So these items that you take care of and you're very careful in, you just don't throw to the wind, and you're thinking for the future. So it's really interesting with our life because we can do that with our life. You know, they talk about plan for retirement, plan for this, plan for that. But then we have these unforeseen things that happen, just like I'm ready to go back to Hawaii, decided to rent my house out. I mean, how often is it that you decide to do that, you pay movers to move everything out of the house other than some items because you're going to stay in it for a week afterwards, you know, from that point to when the people are actually going to take possession. There was an inspection scheduled 2 days later. I'm pulling a trash can up a hill and slid and broke my leg, ankle, whatever. And I mean, and then I had nowhere to go, and then I didn't even have furniture in my house, and we had to bring a blow-up bed, and then I'm going to the hospital, I'm having to have surgery. And you're like, but I had planned to go up to New York, go down to Florida, go back to Hawaii. Everything's on hold, right? And same thing. Yeah. So unforeseen circumstances happen even when we plan as well as we can plan, but it's good if you have things to back you up, like with the, you know, so that you can go, well, I can change this around, I can change this around, I can call and make plans here, I can do this, I can do that. But if you never plan for anything, then it's a total disaster, I mean, a total nightmare, right? And so with the planning of the house, the blueprints are important. There's structure, there's other things, but before you even get to building the house, you need to know what you're building. When you buy the lot, you need a feasibility study so that you can have the time to check out everything with the zoning, with the grading, the cost, the permitting. Because what good is it if you spend all this money and then you can't get permits to build what you want to build, right? So, and you don't want to let anyone tell you, you can't fit this dormer on this house because it won't work this way. You can't put this in this way. You can't put that in that way without it making sense. So it's really fun to plan to build a house, fun to plan to decorate or to do whatever you're going to do, and it all ties in. It's very similar to what we do today, the material you're going to choose, you know, the trusses, the weight limits, the different grading, the things you're going to do are going to affect whether that's going to be a house that sits pretty well or if it's going to always be crumbling or, you know, having problems, right? And so that's what we wanted to kind of go over today and just kind of throw it out there, how the blueprint, building your home is similar to your blueprints for life. I never realized, it's almost like when you go build that house, okay, you know, it's 3 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, it's going to be better now than in 50 years maybe. Well, our bodies and our life is kind of like that too, where we start off, I mean, unless we have, there's a lot of illnesses and diseases and things going on, so I'm not excluding, you know, the natural progress of things that happen throughout life. But when we start off with everything working beautifully, if we don't take care of it and we just abuse it and abuse it and abuse it, we pay for it, but later, because our bodies are tough, just like houses are tough. It's just, we can make our lives so much easier by planning. They say if you fail to plan, what happens? You plan to fail. It's fun to plan. It's fun to say, what do I really want? And it doesn't have to be exact, but at least it's doable, you know? There's and backup situations. And one thing I always want to mention is always ask questions, question. More the better. There's no stupid question. And remember, this is for you, and this is something you need to take care of. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be you that has to make sure that that was taken care of. So even with the blueprints with the house, I can't tell you how many times. Now, not when I was involved with the clients, with the blueprints, with the house, because I would ask 100 questions, and I don't care. But I'm not saying everything's perfect, but I would think ahead, you know, because you'd have sometimes a builder putting a kitchen on the second floor instead of the first floor, but they had reasons that really didn't make sense. It wasn't so much, you know, or somebody said you can't do this when you really could do this. So you really want to have what you want and design it yourself, and take ownership. I have to say, if I didn't take ownership of my health the last 10 days, I'd be still in this place that would have been much less comfortable than where I am right now. You know, it's interesting in life. And you have to double check and don't just, you know, take somebody's word for something. So it's just interesting to me. I just can't push enough how I was going, thank you, dear God, that I had things set up years ago to protect me if there was major something. You know, thank God that you protected me, and this was done, and this was done, and this was done. Because I got to see firsthand some of the people that didn't have maybe the insurance, didn't have the resources, didn't have, and then didn't even have choices or rights. And you're like, what? This is not right, you know? And so
wow.
We're tying it in, Randy, but I could tell you story after story. Of course, I won't name all the names because I never try to do something just for me. Like, I'll be fine, you know, but I think about how does this affect other people or what's being done here that's really so wrong. Like, in these rehab places are not the clean like they should be. You hear people dying constantly because they get well at the hospital, then they go back, and then they pick up germs because it's not – things aren't being done that should be, then they go back, then they end up dying. And I look at it and I go, oh my God, I got to just witness this, and I'm going to do something about it. I mean, in the higher up way, you know, in a proper way, but to help, not hurt, right? And because I'm always about that we should be looking out for others, not just ourselves. But it's really interesting how when you look at these things, simple choices, simple changes can make all the difference in the world, right? And that's how our blueprints kind of come out, you know, and it's interesting because a blueprint of a house, it has to be the foundation, okay, you've got your lot and you've got to put footers and you've got to, you know, do all these things and then the next layer and then the next layer and then the next layer. And these other layers, depending on how many stories you put on, have to have supporting walls and beams to be able to carry and handle the weight, right? If you build properties and the structure can't handle it, you're going to have problems, just like with earthquakes, how, you know, they'll build buildings and high-rises to be able to withstand the earthquakes and the storms so that when they sway, they're not going to topple over. You go way, way, way back, and they weren't built that way. So we're learning so much about everything to make everything long live, you know, to make us be able to live longer and everything. And the experience I just got at 51 years old, let me tell you, it was an eye opener, and it was, oh my God, Randy, it was just like, do you know all the rooms like had nurses buttons, and you heard beep 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 24/7. I said, how can you sleep? How can anybody sleep? This one woman I talked to said she's kind of gotten used to it. She keeps, and then up in there from the hip breaking her pelvis. It's so sad. And her house, she said, is like too many steps. And I said, well, maybe you should rent it or sell it. and just go to one level because you need to live too. You can't be in and out of here all the time, right? And but it was beep 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 beep. I swear to God, they, and I'm like, I can't. There's no way. I got to go home. I got to sleep. I cannot do this, right? And I said, why don't they? And they, well, ma'am, they said, ma'am, you know, one person presses a button and then you might get a, and then another one. I said, yeah, but there's hospitals and rehabs all over the country, and not everyone's hearing all this noise. That somebody, if they care enough. Yeah. Can have that sound system run to where, right, to where the acoustics, and I'm going to find out the answers so that, you know, I don't just complain that I put, that I really try to help. No, I mean, I want to be able to, you know, because that is, how can you rest and heal when you're like, beep, 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 when I press the operator one time, right, to say, this is in the rehab. The hospital was pretty cool. The hospital was actually good, and the hospital had way better food than the rehab. Oh, my God. It was, the hospital actually had good food, and you could order from 6:30 to 6:30, whatever you wanted, but. The rehab was the pits, and the when it's beep, 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 oh, my God, it's like a, you know, when they talk about the fish in the tank, don't hit the tank because you're hitting their head. Well, it was like, there's no way. Like, I want to go home and put on the meditation tape and pray and have all the things real quiet. Yeah. I can't do this, right? This is like, and when I called Zero one time and says, is there any, this noise, she, you know what the lady said to me? Ma'am, you are in a hospital. You are not in a in a hotel. And I said, okay, thank you. You know, it was like, it was like, it's a rehab. No, but it's, but literally, I took the wheelchair one time to go down near the cafe because you're allowed to just go, right? And I almost climbed up into a couch near the other sitting area because it was so quiet on that side of the building and not where, and then you go back towards the rooms and it's like, beep, 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 beep. And I'm going, I can, I said, did you, I don't, did you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you believe this? And then it was like, but I mean, it just, it was like those little, there's little things, though, you know, that would make light, make it so peaceful that aren't necessary, but nobody cared enough to try. And a couple people at work said, yeah, I complain about it, too. I was like, somebody that runs this place doesn't care. And nothing can ever work if we don't care and we don't have heart, you know? So, but it's the same thing with life, though, like when you're looking at anything, right, like the blueprints. Yeah. Somebody's assuming because they're not caring or they're maybe not thinking, of course there's a better way to do this. Why are we doing this to these poor innocent people? I mean, these people are suffering, right? And they need to be. And so it's interesting. But I just kind of equated it to our show this week when I was talking about a blueprint for home, you know, how it's a blueprint to life. And it's so simple, right? I mean, like, you know, but it really does come from us caring and not just caring about only ourselves, but we have to take care of ourselves. And we have to be so okay to be okay with being okay. And, you know, they talk about, well, women, you hear women all the time. You never hear them say that men are bitchy. You don't hear them say men are too aggressive. You don't say men are too assertive. It's just women. So, you know, but anyhow, I just tie it in because it's interesting that you can, there's so many ways to do something, so it doesn't have to just be, but so when you're building your blueprint for your house, you know, do it so that the next person, even if you sell it, is going to enjoy it and get some good out of it. Like, extra insulation does not cost that much, and it can save so much over the life of the house with utilities and bills and comfort. There's extra things you can use, Tyvek. You can use other foundational things. There's so much you can do. There's things you can do that are natural. Instead of just using termite soil treatment stuff that's going to be real bad stuff in the ground, not always, it depends on what they're using, you can use natural things so that there's, that stuff's not going to be permeating in your house, you know? So there's so many things you could do, and now with the internet and the libraries and stuff, you know, you can learn a lot more about it. So I'm just bringing that up because when you plan today, sometimes people say, I'm going to cut corners here because I don't have the money for this, I don't need this, this isn't that important, da 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 da. Yeah, you want to weigh it out. But also weigh it out. Think 50 years from now. Think later and see how will that be more comfortable, you know? So when it comes to, like, the nursing rehabs and those places, I really believe that the places that they're putting together now, the communities that are more like luxury communities for the older, that have where you can buy your own condo or buy your own villa and be in it, and then still have like a couple meals a day if you want it, recreation activities, health care, but you still have your independence, but they're luxury, not where you're like in a bad situation. I think that's the ultimate, you know, key. And then the people that don't have any money and don't have any resources to be able to give them more choices, because so that's kind of like I'm wrapping back around, and we're almost finished the first half of the show, and I didn't even give you a chance. I was talking so much, keeping my energy here, that I didn't even give you a chance to tell everyone who's on the second half and ask questions.
Well, no, but it's amazing. I love how a show unfolds, you know. And our guest Danny Glover coming up here in just a couple of minutes. In fact, he's on the line here. We'll get to him in just a couple of minutes, and he's going to talk about maximizing your potential, and that's exactly what you were saying in terms of the blueprints. You've got to have a blueprint, and then not only a blueprint, then you've got to actually take action, you know, on that blueprint. I think a lot of people, sadly, as you were talking, what I thought was in the analogy, what I thought was, wow, how many people just go through life without a blueprint, without a life plan? You know, they just kind of float and how they feel, and you know, and then beyond that, those who do actually take time to make a blueprint, how many of them actually then take action and execute, you know? Because as you drew out that analogy of building a house, there are a lot of details, a lot of planning, a lot of things to think about. And in life there are too, but so few of us, I think, really, really do that. And such a great analogy. Man, you got
it makes it so much easier. Oh, my gosh, did I ever, you know, but it makes it a lot easier, too. And you also see what your family will do to you either. And the other thing is, too, I think sometimes we assume so much in life, and we need to ask the questions, because it doesn't have to be that way. A lot of times people settle for less, and there's no reason for it. You know, just ask another question. How do you know, you know, you don't know. And never apologize. And this is something I want to say to any women listening out there. And, you know, I'm not just pro-women. Of course, I'm a woman, and I'm pro-women that women should have equal rights. But, you know, I have a son who's 34, and I see the younger generation, some of the men don't know what to do. He was raised knowing the proper and not proper things to do and things like that, but some of the younger ones are confused because of the women's rights. So I'm not so pro, you know, I feel sorry for them younger men going, what do we do? Yeah. Yes, still open the door. Don't just, you know, but I'm very pro on the fact that we have to not be meek. We have to not be afraid to take a stand. You know, so many people now are afraid to be politically correct, not say things, and then they suffer, you know, later, and later is going to come, and later you don't have the rights. So it's just, it makes it so much easier. Plus, it's fun. It's fun to you know, we're able to, the more you think and you expand and you ask questions, it piggybacks on, wow, could we do this too? I never thought about that. Well, what about this? And that comes from questioning and searching and digging, and it's just, it's amazing. It's really, it brings that spirit back to life, because you're like, I never even thought about that. That's so much fun. And before you know it, the things that you wouldn't even, the simple things are just fun, you know? So I'll turn it back over. And I get to not talk anymore. Okay. I'm just tired today.
No, that was some energy right there. You've been thinking about this for a long time, and I love it, because it is a great analogy, and it's almost like we planned this, but we didn't. In fact, you know, we booked Danny earlier today, so there was not a whole lot of planning in communicating with Danny Glover. But Danny is with us, and let's have the conversation here, because I know he'll be able to really add value to what we just talked about in kind of a yes and amen, if you will. Danny, get this, former drill sergeant in the Army, former pastor, private school superintendent. Worked for John Maxwell's Enjoy Group back in the day as a senior consultant for 6 years. Currently a member of the Maxwell team, also a master trainer with Personality Insights in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's some really cool stuff. And Danny's an author, speaker, coach, trainer, and he's founded Glover Consulting Services in 2006. And Danny exists to encourage, empower, and equip others to maximize their potential. And Dan, the man, is on the line. What's up, brother?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Dan.
Z and Natalie. I've been listening to you on my computer, and then when I called in, I had to shut that down. But I was glad I had a live feed coming in through my headset. Girl, you're excited. and exciting. Yeah.
Thank you.
I was enjoying that so much. I kind of hated for Randy to cut it off to get to me.
You're too funny. Thank you. I'm glad to hear from you. Oh, you're awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the second half. And yeah, so life is really good, though, isn't it? Isn't life awesome no matter what we're going through?
If it's not, it will be if you just hang on.
Exactly. Just give it one more day.
That's it.
If it's not, it will be. I love that. Danny, man, we're so glad. I told Danny this is going to fly by, and because, you know, I've done a few radio shows with Danny, and typically at the 30-minute mark, we're just getting warmed up. But so we're going to, you know, again, if you let's just say right at the top here, folks, if you're tuned in, a lot of you listen archive, some of you are listening live. Danny, folks can get you at GloverConsults.com, correct? That's still the website?
That's correct. It's Danny G at GloverConsults.com.
Cool. So, because we might get going here and forget to give that out again, but we will definitely at the end. So, Danny, I want to, before we get into how do we maximize our potential, and I think really you're going to kind of in another way be saying what Natalie was saying, that blueprints are important, that planning is important, taking action is important, all those things are important. And you're going to talk about that. And this is really timely because of 2014 and everybody thinking about making changes and all that. But talk a little bit about your story, because you've got an amazing story. You were an Army drill sergeant. You've been a pastor.
Wow.
You've been like this wide gamut of experience. You've worked actually for John Maxwell, you know, not just on the quote-unquote team, but literally, you know, for his organization back, you know, when he kind of was first getting going. And tell us a little bit about your story, man. I know you had some, like all of us, a little bit of a rough go at the beginning, shall we say.
my journey into adulthood was a bumpy road. As I was turning 18 and still in high school, I was expelled from high school permanently. And my principal suggested permanently.
Natalie,
I tell people that I had ADD.
You were just so smart, though.
And this was back in the day. Now I'm not talking about attention
yeah.
deficit disorder. I had attendance deficit disorder.
That's funny.
I always seem to find someplace else to be besides school. And finally, my principal saw the handwriting on the wall, and he expelled me from school in love, and suggested I might want to think about the military. So I joined the Army, and had a first sergeant in Germany that insisted I get my high school equivalency certificate, and I did that, and my principal ended up sending me in the same envelope as a congratulations letter from my school, from the school board there, or the superintendent's office, congratulating me on the high school equivalency. But inside that envelope was a diploma from my high school signed by my principal.
Yeah,
and,
congratulations.
They knew you were so smart. You were bored
there. That was what it was.
That's what it was. And it's just.
Oh, I know.
And I've always been a fun-loving guy, and school was not fun for me. So, but since that time, I've got two college degrees and a master's degree, and graduated cum laude, and you know, so it kind of helped me. And it was a bumpy road. And you know, the Army got me through schooling, and then back in the States, I was sent to drill sergeant school, and was a drill sergeant at Fort Benning, Georgia, and then a year in Vietnam with the 101st Airborne Division, and then back as a drill sergeant at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and spent nine good years in the Army, and then got out and went to school and got my college and master's degree done, and was pastoring churches for about 24 years full time before I went to work for John. And and during that time I had my own company called Relationship Dynamics that was affiliated back with Personality Insights out of Atlanta. I've been training for them or under their certification process since about 1994, and love that, because the information when I first received it made so much difference in my life and my family's life that I just felt like it was something so valuable I wanted to be able to deliver it to people myself. So was able to
can
get
you give
that
us,
done.
Hey, Danny,
I'm
can
sorry?
You give us just a quick, while we're there, because I know we're going to kind of move on down the road pretty quickly here, but could you give us an overview of what that is, just that program?
Sure,
so, and
sure.
Maybe
It's Robert Rome is the owner of Personality Insights, and he's been training under the DISC profile, personality profile, for years before he even started his own company. And basically, it's a model of human behavior. A professor at Harvard classifies it as a wellness assessment, not a diagnostic or a clinical assessment, but it's a wellness tool. And it divides personality styles into four groups. And some people are more outgoing, some people are more reserved, some people are more task-oriented, some people are more people-oriented. And so when you divide into those four, when you divide that top to bottom of a circle and left to right of a circle into four quadrants, you end up with people that are, some people are just hard chargers. They're very driven. They're very task-oriented. They're very determined. They're very decisive. And those people are the D letter personality styles. And then the I letter personality styles are over on the other side, on the other side of the circle, but still at the top. And they are more influencing, inspirational. Just got a feeling Natalie would fall into some of that. The influencing.
Me too now.
intuitive. So there's a lot of I words that we use to describe those people. And then the bottom half of the circle, not because they're on the bottom, but just because of the way the circle gets drawn out, is the S. And the S is people-oriented, but they are more reserved, and they are more supportive and stable and sensitive and some other words that we use to describe them. And then over on the bottom left side is the C, and that's the they're correct, and they're critical thinkers, and they are they're the detail person. You know, a lot of computer techs fall into that category. So you take those and four styles, and the neat thing is nobody is one of those styles alone. We're all a blend of all four. Yeah, we're all a blend of all four to a greater or lesser degree.
That's good.
You know, and so, but if you know, I'm my primary is an I. My secondary is a D. So I'm very outgoing, and I can be very decisive, you know, and I can, under pressure, I move from the I over to the D.
Wow.
And everybody, so whatever a person's primary style is where they're most comfortable operating, but you put them under pressure, they typically will move to their secondary trait. And it feels a little unnatural. It's a little bit abrupt. It's a little bit caustic sometimes, but that's what they do. And so, you know, I'm not very detailed. My C is almost off the bottom of the chart, while my I and my D are way up the top of the chart, and my S floats around midline someplace. You know, the I've told Randy before on shows that you know, typically when we marry. We marry our opposite. So,
really?
You know, I'm an ID. I'm married to an SC.
Oh, that's funny. Uh-huh. That's perfect then. Perfect marriage.
Yeah, well, it's perfect, except that it's not. You know, that it's kind of like we have this phrase that says, you know, opposites attract, and then they attack.
So, oh, no.
You know, because the things that drew us to the person are also the things that will irritate us because they're not us.
Yep.
It's a different perspective, a different way of thinking, and we're not comfortable with it.
Huh.
So
Yeah.
And it took, man, my wife and I, even while I was pastoring, you know, we were having some trouble till we came across this whole concept, and it just started making sense. And it's just,
yeah,
you know,
wow.
sometimes she'll tell me my D's out of control. I start bossing
that's
people
true.
Around.
That's adorable.
You know, so anyway, that's that piece of it. But that, and,
yeah.
and Randy,
well,
that really fits in. You know, people talk about Natalie was talking about blueprints for your life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And really, even when I'm coaching a client, one of the first things I do is get a personality assessment on them, because until they maximize their personality potential, they're not going to be able to do much with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They need to understand. What about the Myers-Briggs
yeah.
and all that? Is that something just no different?
The Myers-Briggs is more of a clinical diagnostic tool. A lot of psychologists
okay.
use those, and it's a good tool, you know. And there's a bunch of good
mm-hmm.
tools out there, and I've taken several of them, Strength Finders, and some others that are just very helpful, you know. I like this one because it's real easy to remember the stuff. You know, because
wow.
at Personality Insights, we do this thing where all of our descriptive words for the individual personality style start with that letter. You know, D word,
mm-hmm.
D words for the D personalities, I's, S's, and C's, and all of our descriptive words start with the letter that represents that person or that personality style. So
yeah.
it makes it real easy for me to remember
yeah.
stuff.
Mm.
But
and
it's very practical because we teach people also
yeah.
how to adapt. You know, mm. when they're working with other people, how to read what
yep.
that other people's personality style is, and then how to adapt to be able to communicate with them better, reduce stress, increase productivity. And so
mm-hmm.
it's a big piece. It's a big piece.
Yeah,
Randy,
now, you,
I think I was overriding you there.
No, you we and I think with Blog Talk sometimes we have a little bit of a delay, but so folks can again contact you, and actually you're certified to walk them through this process, right?
Oh yes, and
yeah.
As a matter of fact, you know, if they contact me, I'll put them in, I'll connect them to the instruments that are online for them to do their own personality assessment. So.
Okay.
And then they
cool.
get they can get anywhere from a 10 to a 50 to a 60 page printout.
Wow.
And PDF file
wow.
that downloads for them, and it's just it's
oh, that'd be perfect.
Stuff. It's tremendous.
And they contact
stuff.
You at the website or
they can contact
okay.
me at gloverconsults.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they can contact me at dannyrglover.com. And they'll all go to the same place.
Let's dig in here because time is
sure.
flying by as I knew it would with you. It's, you know, the new year coming up, people talking all, you know, the resolution thing. And, you know, I know people struggle. Obviously, you know, we've got a variety of things we struggle with, but we all have one or two or three or 10 things that, you know, are like recurring, maybe that we haven't quite, you know, beaten, you know, and, you know, I know you're all about maximizing folks' potential. And so that personality piece, very, very important. Once somebody's done that and kind of got a handle on that, because I know you said that's kind of the first thing you do with somebody, where do we go now? What would you say for folks who this coming year want to maximize their potential, you know, in 2014? What would you say to them? How would you walk them through being
well,
able to
Randy,
do that?
Well, Randy, you know, typically when I'm working, you know, one-on-one or with a small group of people, I take them through a process where they do what we call a wheel of life, and it's a circle mm-hmm. that's divided into one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's divided into eight slices of pie. And each one of those we label, and it depends on the client, but typically it'll fall into the areas of career, finances, health. Natalie was talking about a person's health a while ago, friends
mm-hmm.
and family, significant other, romance, your spouse, whatever, your marriage, personal growth, fun and recreation, and then your physical environment. And try to find, you know, just start from the center of the circle and with one or with zero, and then go out to 10 and give yourself a rating as to how satisfied you are with each of those areas of life.
Hmm.
And that forms then a, that lays a foundation that you can say, okay, to get better at this, what do I need to do? To have better finances, financial situation in my life, what do I need to do? And then start looking for resources to help you get there. You know, people.
So you're planning.
But most of us just kind of. Most people just kind of. They just stroll through life.
Lollygag.
They're at the same place that they were last year. And they're at the same place they were 5 years ago in terms of their development.
Unfortunately.
And you know, and it's just, I mean, it's a small percentage of the population that really focuses and invests in themselves to develop themselves. Natalie, go ahead. You've got a question.
That's true. I can't imagine how not to, but I see it all the time. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. With 27 years, I'm sorry, the blog talk is, going over us, isn't it? The 27 years in ministry and training and all that, I would imagine, do you tie that in with your when you're doing your consulting, you know, because it's so, God's so real and you know, and the Bible has such great teachings, and so many of the things with past, even childhood and past family relations tie in, even no matter what our personalities are. So do you kind of wrap all that around with the, or is that just kind of have to keep, you have to see, separate it?
Well, you know,
when you're consulting?
One of the areas that I try to get people to look at too is their spiritual, the spiritual side of their life, or the spiritual makeup of their life. It's a big piece. It's a big piece. Everybody believes in something.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm working with a church, or if I'm working with a person that I know is a Christian, for instance, then I can go there with them. If I'm working with somebody that's opposed to that, then whatever, you know, wherever they're coming from is where they're coming from. They have to deal with who they are and their own belief system. I mean, you can't force a belief system on anybody. So, you know, if I could, I would, because it means a lot. It's meant a lot in my life.
If you could, you would, because you know how good it is and real.
I don't steer clear of it, even when I'm at speaking engagements. I'll talk, and it's a non-Christian crowd, I'll talk about stories out of my favorite book.
There you go.
Look how long it took. Yeah, well, look at Moses, and look at how long it took, you know, all the time. You know, we don't live for very long, really, when you think about it, and the time it takes us to finally get to where we're learning. And then I think when we really learn all of it, which we're never going to do, then the journey's over. We leave, you know. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's like the journey's the most important part. So I think that, God bless you. I think it's great you do that. Randy and I always kid around about how no one can fire us or throw us off the show for saying whatever we want to say. And it's kind of fun, isn't it, Randy? But we don't want to insult anyone either. If somebody totally doesn't believe in something, we don't want to insult them either, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's awesome. Yeah.
You know, I have friends that are spiritualist or unification kind of people, and I have friends that are Jewish, and you know, I have, but the large majority of my close friends are Christians, and because our value systems are the same, so it helps. But the thing is, though, you know, when I'm with somebody, when I'm working with somebody, or when I'm friends with somebody, I see potential in them. You know, my principal saw potential in me that was not going to get developed if he let me continue to as we say down here in the South, if he let me continue to lollygag through life. You know, it wasn't going to happen.
That's awesome.
So you know, his expelling me, people say, "You mean he kicked you out?" I said, "Really, he kicked me up." You know, not out.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You know, but you know, I do a workshop on especially with churches and stuff that's labeled, you know, discovering the you God's making. It takes those slices of pie that I was talking about a while ago and just kind of puts that in there with the whole thing of life. Try to help people understand their why.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
if you know your why, almost any how is doable.
Yeah.
True.
But if you don't know your why,
yeah,
you're just going to flounder. You know, why do you exist? That's why my purpose statement says I exist to do this, because it's who I was made to be. You know,
yeah,
and I've been doing it all of my adult
mm-hmm.
life, whether I was in the Army or whether I was pastoring the church or whether I was working for John Maxwell's company or whether I'm working with clients. You know, I want to encourage people to start discovering, I think people have almost an infinite level of potential within them.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, and
absolutely.
I don't think that there's a mantle thrown on somebody that brings them to success.
Nope.
I think all
I
of
agree.
Us have a mantle on us.
Yep.
You know,
one of
my heroes is Billy Graham, but I don't think that God specially anointed Billy Graham. I think Billy Graham stepped into the anointing that was there, and he developed, and he did. He paid the price. He made the sacrifices. He did the stuff that needed to be done for him to become Billy Graham.
That makes sense, right? It makes sense.
You know, there's a lot of people, Natalie, that I'm sure you've run into that would love to be a builder,
right?
But they're not going to do what needs to be done to be a builder.
Right.
You know,
right.
I was speaking not long, just a few weeks back with a group, and somebody came up afterwards and said, "You know, Danny, I would love to do what you're doing." And I looked at him, I said, "I bet you would," you know, because it's fun. I said, "But are you willing to do what I did?"
Exactly.
That's good.
You know,
exactly.
You don't get where you are. Successful people didn't get there by accident, you know?
Yeah.
And at the same time,
yeah,
I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning or starts a new year out saying, "Oh, I just want to be average this year. I want to be mediocre. That's my goal in life, is to be mediocre." You know, we don't do that. You know, when parents look at their children, they say, "Oh, my prayer for you is that you be mediocre."
That's ridiculous. Right, exactly.
Goodbye.
You know, so, you know, and it's just, but are you willing to pay the price to get where you want to go?
Exactly.
You know, and until you are, there's nothing anybody can do for you.
Exactly. No.
And it's you know,
people shouldn't compare themselves, you know. Yeah.
Oh, heavens no. No.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're all different.
You know, I mean, I think we're all made for a purpose. You know, and you find your purpose. And then you'll be doing what you enjoy. I was on an airplane one time. I'm not going to name the carrier, but because I traveled so much, I oftentimes got bumped into first class, and I was sitting in first class, and the gal that was the flight attendant up there either was having a bad day or she was just miserable in life. I couldn't quite figure out which, But she just, she was short with people. She was, she just talked down to people. And toward the end of the flight, you know, you wait to the end of the flight to drop a bombshell like this.
Definitely,
don't want to be
especially if they're not feeding you food or anything.
So,
exactly.
So, but, you know, I asked her because I was sitting in a row, and I didn't have a seatmate, and so it was kind of halfway private. But I said, you're not enjoying your job very much, are you? And she said, why'd you ask that? I said, well, it just kind of shows.
Wow.
She said, well, you know, and I don't mean to be mean, but why don't you do something you enjoy? I grew up in a mill town in North Carolina. Well, the second half of my childhood after we moved from Northeast Tennessee was a mill town in North Carolina, and so many people there just, you know, their life plan was in front of them because of the employers that were in town.
Oh.
You know?
And they bought into it, yeah.
Yeah, and they buy into it, and it's just, you know, you get up, you go to work, you come, you make enough money to have a house, and you know, food, and, you know, the same restaurant every Friday night for fried fish or whatever, and, you know, and I just look at that, and I'm like, with all the potential inside of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, Thomas Edison, Benjamin Franklin, the Wright brothers, these guys took risk, big time risk.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, one of the quotes I love is that the Wright brothers did not have a pilot license.
You know. Yeah, really. And if they did, that's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, that's how we get to the next. It's wonderful. I love it. I love it. You know,
yeah,
and it's awesome.
Yeah, but once we commit to doing something, things start coming. We start becoming aware of things.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, but until you commit to doing it, really, you don't. You're never going to find out how to do something in life that you've never done before until you commit to doing it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And then you start figuring that out, you know?
You know, and I was just going to say, you know, dreams really do come true, but usually after a lifetime of hard work. You know, and I think our society, our microwave, you know, society thinks,
mm-hmm.
well, I just got to meet this right person. If I get the right hookup, if I get the right connection, there's
exactly.
something that's going to instantly
right, exactly.
catapult me into fame and fortune. And that's just not true, is it, Danny?
Well, no, it's not. As a matter of fact, you know, when you're doing that, when this happens, then I'll do. When that happens, then I'll do something else. And what you're focused on is not what you have. What you're focused on is what you don't have.
That's a shame.
And you never develop anything that you don't have.
Right.
Wow.
You know,
exactly. Good point. Yeah.
You've got to focus on where you are and who you are you know, when I was pastoring, I'd have young couples come to me wanting to get married. One of the things I would tell them is, because oftentimes they were still living off their mom and dad, you know?
Mm.
And one of the things I would tell them is, why don't you get out and be an adult and get your feet on the ground and then make your decision about getting married? You know, because
there you go.
Because that's a piece. I mean, that's a piece that you have to grow up with too. I mean, you know, and you're going to try to do that with a mate. Oh my goodness!
Mm.
And wow. then have children. Sure.
Wow. Wow, Danny Glover, man, dude, this has been amazing. I knew it would be. It's flown by. Folks can contact Danny at GloverConsults.com. And thank you so much, man. We are out of time, but thank you for stopping by. We'll have to have you back.
Oh, I'd love to come
pleasure.
Back. I'd love to come back. I would love listening to Natalie some more. So.
Yeah, you're fun. This was great. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, man. And RealtyUniversal.com, the website, to get more information, of course, on all that Realty Universal has as well.
To everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.